Every week, there is news of more violence in Colombia.
He was holding a female and a male with duct tape around their eyes.
Their eavesdropping led them to believe Koresh was becoming more violent.
Not injured, according to police, and is being reunited.
And murdering those who don't pay.
A victim is a homicide to be. The bad guy on the inside is on a killing journey. He's got a very specific destination in mind.
Okay, westbound.
He's probably there to get himself killed.
Security truck bang. At least one bullet struck the court.
The individual who just surrendered was one of those voices who the hostage negotiators were talking to.
Anytime an American citizen was kidnapped anywhere in the world, would deploy FBI negotiators to help resolve the situation.
Was I born to be a hostage negotiator? I don't know. The negotiation unit brings in hostage negotiators from across the country and around the world. And suddenly you're a member of a global fraternity that's there to save lives, and you're kind of blown away by it. Empathy is a tool and not even need to liking or agreeing the other side.
It's not about you.
You know, you hear all about nicotine, but what you don't hear is you can be prosecuted and can go to federal penitentiary.
When he first came, he said he had four bombs with him. He had gotten permits to protest legally on the mall about the tobacco settlement crushing his family's finances. We think that this guy doesn't deserve to get killed over not being able to have his say.
It's basically taking the lovely idea of empathy and it's turning it into something that is super action-oriented, boots on the ground.
Another instance. A friend of mine on the negotiation team, Charlie, says there's a bank robbery in Brooklyn with hostages. Let's go. Bank right here that says Chase, where the command post was. And across the street, the NYPD SWAT trucks, that's the inner perimeter. First of all, if you're a hostage negotiator long enough, something's going to go bad. Somebody's going to get killed.
A decision that a police officer makes that tears apart the trust factor between police and the community and race relations, everybody pays the price.
This is the world we live in, right? Changing that narrative starts in Israel.
Officers doing what they can to ease the tension.
In the business world, what can we learn from hostage negotiations?
If you don't know who the fool in the game is, it's probably you.
Lenny has a son who grows up understanding what it's like to be with law enforcement that takes a glance at you and assume a bunch of things about you.
Making the decision up front to approach persuasion, influence, motivation differently than the average bear.
Empathy works because all human beings want to be understood.